This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Let us know how we're going. Do you reckon Fat's going?
Put moron number two on the phone.
Nilly needs a holiday.
Does he?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Oh, here we are.
Yes, Jeff.
Friday, Fat's last day.
Yes.
Or maybe ever.
No.
You might get to Fiji and never come back.
Oh, yes. Get married over there,
right,
have kids.
Bulla.
Bullas.
We're going to send you off in style.
Yes, please.
Joey Montana, we speak to shortly about going on holiday with you.
How lucky.
He still can't believe that's happened.
He
booked a holiday in good faith with his wife and kids, and suddenly he's got Fat to deal with.
He's flat about it.
No, he's flat as a biscuit. Jason Richardson joins us, man, with a head like a cannonball. Talk about the racing coming up.
Oh, yeah, he loves it. He's all over that. He'll give us some value.
And Bridge Duclos, who comes in next week to replace you. So finally I get some quality to deal with.
I don't think so.
Across the desk.
No.
She's brilliant.
She hasn't been on radio for a while.
She'll be like riding a bike. She'll be straight back on.
Right.
So I can't wait for that. Idiot song, bad joke.
Yes.
And then we're done. Brag artist to bore. She's a nice quality Friday.
And then we get on the froffies. Just like last night. Hello, Jim. Great to see you.
Hello to you, Bill.
Speaking of last night, I thought you were embarrassing, to be honest, Jim.
Brilliant. That's what I was.
We had a dinner last night. We had drinks and wine and lovely food at the George Hotel, Jim.
Yes.
And
it
I think
was good food there.
The only sensible ones there at the dinner were me and Rosie and Rabs and Maddie and Ethan. You, fool's head.
No fool's head. Just having fun, which you're allowed to do last time I checked.
Whitney. Fool's head.
No way. We were the best.
Should have said
that. We were picks one and two in the draft.
I want to tell the listeners. Oh, fair dinkum. They started on the red. So they started with a Pinot, and you should have seen him up there.
Well, that's because the girls wanted a Pinot.
So just sniffing.
Not
the
my
Pinot,
choice.
Sniffing and give it a bit. Oh, this is a nice one, girls. Then he goes to a Malbec.
Argentinian Malbec.
Yes.
Beautiful, that was too.
And then to finish off on a Shiraz.
Shiraz. Well, Bill, I'm not drinking them all on my own.
No.
There's seven people at the table.
Well, there was. I've got the bill here, Jim. margaritas.
Yes.
Where did they come from?
Well, they were a few trays.
Yes. And the espresso martinis.
Espresso, yes.
Froffies.
Yes.
What else we got here? Guinness. Who had the Guinness?
Might have been Bartholomew.
And so anyway, great night.
Great night.
But can you remember trying to leave, Jim?
Bill, the doors were all shut on me. Every time I got to a door, it was locked.
So, footwear.
So little Jimmy, he's got his thongs on. And his little skinny little chicken legs, they couldn't hold him up. He kept bloody flopping around in his floppers.
I'll tell you where I was walking down Clarendon Street trying to find a cab in the pissing rain.
In your thongs?
In my thongs.
You looked homeless.
Bill, there was no cabs.
No.
Well, can't order a bloody Uber because my account's been frozen.
I did. Anyway.
It was a great night, and it was great to see the team having fun.
Exactly.
Even if you didn't, because you're just
an
old curmudgeon.
What?
That's what you
are. Still allowed to have fun, as you said, Jim. So well done. A lovely little Rush Hour family party.
Yeah, you and I split the bill. Next one, you're picking it all up.
No.
Yes.
I split the bill. Ethan paid, actually, bought around.
He would not have.
He did. Yeah, when you'd gone home.
After I left.
Anyway, how are you, rabbits?
Look at this weather starting to come in, Robbo.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's pissing down.
And it bloody was this morning.
It bloody was too.
Well, what about Frankston?
What?
Flooded.
No.
Yes.
And what's that mean?
I don't know.
It's added $400,000 of improvements, Jim.
There it is.
Our heartland is Frankston, so hello to our friends
down there.
Yes. Anyway, time now for a Frankston rappy.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Hey, nice little rappy.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Rap. The Giants and the Cats have done a deal for Tanner Bruin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Lucky we got that.
Mm.
The Giants get the Cats pick 18, Jim, okay?
Right.
So Adam Kingsley, the new coach, he's at the minute's got picks 3, 12, 15, 18, 19. Five picks in the 20.
Yeah, they're trying to do a deal with North by the reading of it.
Yeah.
To get their first pick.
Ooh.
That's so what, interesting.
If they've got, so they'd have to swap three and
something else,
12 or 15
yeah, something like
for
that.
The first pick. Right?
They want a young man called Cadman, I think is what they're saying.
Cadman?
Yes. Aaron Cadman, who's a key forward, because as you keep saying, they don't have
Of them. They've got no forwards
so
down there.
So if they want him badly enough, they can move up their draft pick and give North three and something else.
It'd be good to get Tanner back to Geelong, homesick again, poor old Tanner, like Ollie Henry.
Sydney's a bit further than Melbourne.
Yeah, so Tanner, Geelong grammar boy, good to have him back in the cattery.
Mm-hmm.
What about Cameron Munster?
Yes.
Has signed on with the Storm.
Saw that.
4 years,
Jeez,
Jimmy
that's
boy.
That's a good result.
League.
It's a great result.
A great bellyache.
Sucked in Dolphins.
Yeah, they tried to snitch
him. They did, exactly.
Bugger and off, Dolphins.
It was a bigger deal too, a lot bigger, so well done to Cam.
But they can bugger off. They keep trying to steal all our talent.
Exactly. He said, it's such an important decision for me, and in the end, Melbourne is where my heart is. Melbourne is where I want to play my footy.
Good.
And Melbourne is the club I want to be part of for the rest of my career. So, good on you. Of course, he joins Harry Grant, Jermone Hughes, Ryan Pappenhausen now.
Jermone.
Xavier Coates. So they're getting a nice little nucleus of a side there, Jim.
He waits all year to get nucleus out.
Exactly. And I got it out.
You did.
But you couldn't get Jerome out.
Yeah, but Jerome. You could get nucleus.
Did Breaking News Brownless actually say that...
Are you third-partying yourself?
No. Did you say that, Bill?
Oh, no.
Did you say that, Bill, about 2 months ago? Well, I'm glad you
He's
mentioned it.
He's leaning off mic and talking to himself.
As old mate here said,
the hell?
I said that 2 months ago, Jim, that at Munster will stay at Storm. I'll put myself off.
He's spoken to himself and put himself off.
Anyway, I broke that 2 months
you
ago.
You broke that.
That Munster was going to stay at Storm. Anyway.
Do that again. Talk to yourself again.
No, because...
I think you did say that, Bill.
Oh, that's it. This can't go on.
Are we on?
No, I don't think we are.
Where's Bridget?
Oh, she needs to be in here.
Hey, Bathurst, Jim.
Yes.
Severe storm warning.
Yes.
Big dump.
Yes.
Where do they race?
At Mount Pamerang. So it's going to be a big storm coming, Jim, so stand by there.
Right, yes.
But our man, Davey Reynolds, fourth in practice.
Fourth.
And 12th.
Well, I don't want 12th.
I know, fourth isn't bad for Davey. He's normally about 7th or 8th.
Who else has he got in his car?
Our old mate from the Porsche drivers, Campbell.
Yeah, Matty Campbell. It's rare that a man who races cars is also a ring announcer at the boxing.
Oh, no, Jim.
But Matty Campbell's been out of
Don't tell me he hasn't got it.
No, he hasn't got it, Bob.
Come on.
The most powerful puncher from Perth that has ever been, Danny the Man, the machine,
Poor old, he won't like that, Matty.
No.
And
he's
fault.
In the Porsche.
Yeah, he is. Hey, cricket. Sheffield Shield, Jim. South Australia versus Victoria. I tell you what is a very good effort. Victoria batted first. 310 they made. They were in a bit of trouble.
They were.
Will Sutherland made 100.
Good boy.
Guess what? 3 days ago, his sister, Annabelle, made 100 for Victoria against Tasmania in a one-dayer.
Bloody
she made 111 off 114 balls.
Boys.
That was 3 days ago. And Will made 100 yesterday.
Yep.
How good is that for the Sutherland family?
I'll tell you what it is. They both bat better than their dad.
Yes.
He could not bat.
Well, he was a bowler.
Well, so is Will.
Bowling all-rounder.
Well, Travis Head's on 64 and Alex Carey,
empty.
27. Empty.
Ooh, empty.
442, my boys.
Yes.
All right, so that's it from you by way of a rappy.
Bit of A-League, of course. A rematch of the grand final at Amy Park tonight, Jim.
Thank you.
And save some for 5 at 5:05.
5:05.
Okay. Well done, Bill.
Do you want to get your mate next year to throw to next guest?
Joey Montagna coming up, Bill. Yes, I hear Joey's coming up. We look forward to it. Joey Montagna up next.
His mind.
We're off tap here on the Rush Hour today.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You and I have both had boys.
Yes.
How is it that when they're little, their farts smell so bad?
We should get a doctor on.
I don't reckon.
And next week, Billy is on holiday with this man.
You got my opener?
Here it is, Joey.
Thanks, guys.
Two 287 AFL games and two-time All-Australian. From the Dead Set Legends in Triple M footy, it's Joey Montagna.
Jeez, I feel for this bloke.
Why?
So he and Aaron and the kids.
Yes.
COVID destroyed 2 years of holiday.
Yep.
So they've saved their pennies. They've said, right, I want to go on a family holiday. I'm going to Fiji, beautiful resort.
Yep.
We're going over there as a family.
And
suddenly out of nowhere, fat lobs. And he's got to look after Bill as well as his own kids and his beautiful wife. Joey, it's not too late.
Is that about it, Joey?
How are you going, boys? Billy, are you organised for this big trip? The kids can't wait to hang out with Uncle Bill for the next week. You're going to be their babysitter. You're going to look after him. Are you all prepared?
No, I'm not going near your kids.
You will be babysitting. I'm telling you, Aaron and I want a couple of romantic nights out for dinner. You're going to babysit the kids. You'll be fine.
And I'm banning her from drinking. After last week, wowee. But, hey, what adventures have we got in store? We've got a bit of snorkeling together and we can go...
Are you bringing the golf clubs?
No.
You bringing the racquetball? There's a squash court. Are you going to bring the racket? We can play some squash.
No, I sick the squash up, yeah. So,
okay. Are you going to bring your runners at least? Can we go on a hike or go to the gym or do something?
No. Thongs. I'll bring my thongs.
Hey, the question we want to do, no, Bill, are you a Dick Togg sort of budgie smuggler man, or you're a board short, or you're a footy short? What am I going to be laying next to by the pool?
The Cats footy shorts I'll have on. Premiership T-shirt. I'll have a singlet, a Bing Tang singlet, and footy shorts.
Joey.
Oh, dear.
I couldn't think of anything worse. Like, I went on a holiday with Bill once to New York, LA and New York.
Yeah.
And that was good because we were almost in separate hotels and I had nothing to do with him almost the whole time I was there. And it was still shit.
I looked after myself.
Well, that was good.
Now, we'll have some fun romantic dinners out, just me and you, Joey.
Are you a sleep-in man or are you an early riser?
No, because sleep-in.
I don't know what time they can knock on the door and come and see Uncle Bill. So they're normally up about 6.
Noah and Florence.
Are you going to be okay with that?
Noah and Florence, isn't it? They're my new... Yeah. No, not 6, not 7, not 8, not 9, about 10. Have you got my kit, like the bloody tickets and all that? Where is
I've
that?
We've got your itinerary and your tickets and everything, so you need to come and collect them.
Oh.
And I think we've got the seating arrangements. You've got the kids next to you on the flight. You know we're on a virgin flight, so we're not going to have a lot of leg room.
Oh.
So you're going to be okay to squeeze in with the kids?
I've just got myself an upgrade. I'm up the front. Stuff you
might say. Yeah, would do.
Joey, it's not too late.
Oh, I'm not sure how this is going to go, JB. I can't wait. I'm just going to keep a little notepad. We'll keep some notes and then we'll have to fill everyone in when we get back.
Well, you need to send us lots of photos and we'll put them up on Triple M Instagram of just what Fat gets up to.
If I'm lying there in Emma's footy shorts and Joey's lying there in his little dickies, who'll look worse, do you reckon, Jim? The Greek Wombat with his hairy chest.
He's not providing a hell of a lot of eye candy, but you don't look good at the best of times. So if you've got your lolly bags on, you will look horrendous.
Oh, what? Wow. Anyway, trade. Any deals done today, Joe?
I don't think so, Bill. I think the only deal that's been done today is the Cats have got stronger. They got their Tanner Brewers. They got their man. So just a gun 20-year-old midfielder to slot into that premiership team. So they've done well, the Cats. And then there's been a bit of haggling, some pick swaps and bits and pieces. But all the big deals, everyone's just sort of holding their nerve at the moment and they'll get done early next week.
What about I thought the pick 38 for Ollie Henry was okay? That wasn't bad.
Old Mac just laying down the law, isn't he? Big Andrew Mackey there, the new manager.
Yeah.
Just trying to flex those skinny muscles of his.
Exactly. I thought, it's not bad.
They've now secured pick 25 in the last half an hour. They've done some swaps with the Brisbane Lions.
Oh.
So they've got pick 25 and pick 7. So I reckon they'll offer pick 25 and maybe a sweetener for Ollie Henry, who was about a pick 16, pick 17. So pick 25 and maybe some other sweetener. We'll probably get the deal done.
Joey, ever heard of someone living in Melbourne being homesick for Geelong?
Yep.
Yeah, what about that? They've got to stop doing that. Stop telling us that these players are homesick. He just wants to get a game. He's realised that now he's slid down the pecking order with McStay coming in and Ash Johnson getting played ahead of him. So I'm not sure why they don't stay and say, we've got more opportunity and club wants me and I'll play. But yeah, the old homesick 1 hour down the road is a bit of a strange one.
Hey, I think the Alistair Clarkson thing will get sorted out from what I hear. But I actually like, and people will call me biased, I like what North are doing in this off-season.
No, they're doing it the right way. They're still going to get some high-end kids in, which they need to do. But the biggest issue for North Melbourne, particularly with last year, you look at some of their performances compared to some other clubs that are in the same sort of mould, but they had better senior players playing really well. Think about the Adelaide Crows, Rory Laird, Tex Walker, guys like that. The Kangas, just without Ben Cunnington, lack some leaders that could really stand up week in, week out while the kids develop. So getting a guy like Griffin Logue, who's going to be an elite sort of stopper, lockdown defender, Ben McKay can, you know, start to roam and do all those things. It just shores up their defence. They'll get Cunnington back. The more young talent, they'll be on the right track, the Kangaroos. I'm a bit more bullish than some other people that, you know, I know they've had a messy off period and there's a bit going on, but I think on the field, once they get some more talent, they'll be fine in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
Well, so we get to the airport.
Yes.
What happens then? You go into the lounge?
Yep.
Well,
I do. I don't think...
No, I don't have an upgrade anymore. I haven't flown for about 3 or 4 years, so I don't have any upgrades.
So you stay outside. You stay outside with the kids, and I'll go in and might bring out a bit of toast.
I was going to say, can you smuggle some food out of the Virgin Lounge for us and bring it out to the rest of us that are sitting out there? And can't wait. What time's our first beer on Tuesday, Bill?
Well,
what time do we wait till? Are you a midday man? Do you have to wait till it ticks over to the afternoon?
I think it ticks over at 12 and we're into it on the plane. Okay. And we might try and beat Booney's record.
Just keep him, because you've got the nice complexion, Joey. He's like your bath sheet, this one. It's just white.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't let him anywhere near the sun.
Mm.
Nah, he'll need the bucket hat on too to protect that head of his, so we'll have to make sure he slips off and slaps. Hey, Bill, are you a singlet T-shirt type of guy in the pool, or do you sort of take the T-shirt off?
No, I get all the hairy chest out. I've got to give that a nice little wash in there. And I don't get out of the pool once I'm in there. I stay there for a few hours.
Because you can't get out.
Yes.
Even when you need to go to the bathroom?
Exactly. Just a little wee.
What? Joey, he'll come in when he goes into the ocean and have a swim, and a whole lot of the locals will just wander down and push him back in.
Don't laugh at that, Joey, because they'll be pushing you too.
All right. We look forward to the photos, Joey. Enjoy.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a good week. Bill, look forward to seeing you at the airport.
Bulla bulla.
Bye.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tom Brady, you'd know plenty about him, Bill.
Yes, I know his mum, Marsha, and his sister, Jan.
Can you believe it?
They're a good bunch.
I've gone with the Brady bunch.
Bridget Duclos and Jason Richardson to join us after 5.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday Brag Artist Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
I was awarded a life membership at our local football club last weekend.
I have listened to every single Rush Hour in 2022.
And the jokes, you love them.
Yeah, oh, nah.
You're unbelievable. On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday Brag Artist.
Well, I've got one.
What do you got, Jim?
So I went to Woolworths the other day.
Woolworths.
$74 worth of groceries.
Groceries.
Put through the self-checkout.
You did?
And I didn't need to go to the chick once.
Didn't have to ask any for help.
Because you know how when it jams up, they've got to come with their thing and click it and start you over. Didn't have to do it once.
Wow.
That's it. $74 worth.
That's not bad, because I never go there. I always go through the...
Do you make the lady do it?
I like to talk to them and just see how their day is.
I like to talk to them, do you?
I just like to see how their day is and try and brighten it up.
So even if you've got 7 or 8 items, you'll still go through there?
Yep. And brighten their day.
Yeah, I don't reckon.
I tell you what, I've got one too.
Go on.
I was the only sensible one there last night at the
dinner.
You
were boring last night.
Actually, I showed leadership qualities.
No, you didn't.
Even David Cameron said that.
You were boring.
No, leadership qualities.
No one enjoyed having you there. At one stage you said, what's your favourite tourist destination?
Yeah, and laughed at an old man falling over.
Yeah, you did.
He slipped.
So you were the most boring person at the staff dinner.
I started it with that conversationer.
Yeah. A conversationer.
Yes, that's what you call it, Jim.
Yeah, I don't even think that's your unbelievable word.
No, I don't
I think it was.
Yeah, no.
Oh, just because you were over there having your Shiraz with your gum boots on.
You said earlier that we were sensible, bar two of them.
Yeah.
You were boring.
No, I was good. I was very sensible, Bill. Yeah. I think I've matured.
Going through notes in your phone.
133353, ring now, Brag Artist. What are the prizes there, Gumboots?
What about this magnificent double pass to Haney versus Kambosos? It's the rematch as undisputed world champ USA's Devin Haney fights former champion in Australia's own George Kambosos Jr., who we had on the show.
We did.
Sunday, October 16th at Rod Laver Arena. Hit the Ticket Tech for tickets now. We've got 3 double passes to give away.
It was just a bit good, Haney, last time, wasn't he? But George, you'll come back.
Right, okay, Bill. 133353, ring us and tell us what you got to brag about this week.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It's a good topic, this
good,
foundation.
Thank you, Jim.
Someone else must have thought of it.
Yeah, no, I think you told me.
right now. It's Friday Brag Artist time.
Brad's in Whittlesea. Hello, Bradford.
Hello, boys. How are we?
Good. What do you got for us, Brad?
Boys, I'm 37, and a couple of weeks ago played in my first ever grand final for footy, and we won it.
Hey! 2-4.
Yeah.
Playing for Whittlesea Super Rules team, mate.
Super Rules.
Whittlesea.
So Super Rules, how many people on the ground?
Still full side.
Oh, full side, okay.
How old do you have to be?
35 plus.
Right. And no tackling, or what are the rules?
No, still full tackling.
Yeah, it's fair. Get all pulled up very sore.
Gee, you would pull up sore.
So did you get on it? Mad Monday?
Sunday rolled into Monday.
Oh, well done, Bradley.
Of course
well done.
It did. Good all right, boy. But you run up on Bill.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Went through his whole career, Brad, without ever playing in a winning grand final.
I was there 2 weeks ago.
No, you weren't, Bill. You never played.
Even Gerald or
Sam in Tyre. Hello, Samuel.
Hi, Sam.
How are we, fellas?
Good. How's the Yabbies?
Oh, they're good, mate. Going well.
All right.
What are you bragging about?
I have just made my 50th blood and plasma donation.
Oh, that's good.
50th.
So, wow. Yeah, ripe old age of 21, and I've already done 50, and I'm just going to keep going along.
Good for you.
Do you get something for that? Do they give you a certificate or...?
Yeah, certificate, block of chalky, and they feed you after every time you go.
I know. We used to do it down here, Jilly and I. You got beautifully fed.
Yeah, pretty good. Party pie, sausage rolls.
Well done, Sammy. Well
50th.
Done.
Well done, Sam.
Hold on the line there. Adam's in Berwick, Bill.
He is in Berwick. How's Adzie?
G'day, Fat. G'day, JB.
What have you been doing, Adzie?
Oh, not much, mate. Just pulling up from work.
Oh, yeah? What have you done?
What did I do? All right, so a couple of weeks ago, I was at the hospital coming out after getting my hand in plaster.
Yeah?
And there was an old mate just pulled up at the boom gate, had no idea how to pay.
No.
So the lady behind him gets out of the car to help him.
Oh, no.
And then by then, there's three deep, and her car starts rolling back into the other car.
Oh, no.
So I've jumped in one-handed, reefed on the handbrake, and saved old mate's car behind it.
Oh. Hey!
One-handed.
That's good, Ed.
Back.
One-handed. Bang.
Just went handbrake.
Handbrake. It's obviously an old car, because the new cars don't have a bloody handbrake in. They've got those electronic ones.
I haven't actually forgot to put it on.
Righto. Oh, yeah. Stay there, Ads.
Like a cassette player. What happened to them, Jim?
No, they're gone.
No one has cassettes anymore.
Where's Nick from Rabbits?
Wodonga and Albury.
Hello, Nicky.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Good, Nico.
What happened?
2 weekends ago, I called the Ovens and Murray Senior Grand Final for the first time.
Oh. You're so unbelievable. Where at? What were you calling on? Local station?
Local radio.
Oh, that's it.
Who was in the Grand Final in the Ovens and Murray? Wang Rovers?
Wang Magpies and Yarrawonga.
And who won?
Wang Magpies.
Wow.
Now, who are you channeling, Nick? Are you a Bristol man? Were you getting a bit of BT about your act?
Or a gym man?
I was following you, JB.
Good man. Of course he was, Bill.
Oh, yeah.
That's an earlier. I've refined my craft since then, Nick. Yeah. He wins something.
Good on you, Nick. Well done.
Brilliantly done. Bryce in Berwick, Bill.
Hey, Brycey.
Good afternoon, Cobbers. How are you?
Good, Iceland. Cobber. What's old Cobber doing today?
Nothing, just on the way home from work.
What do you do?
I'm a landscaper now.
Oh, now.
Geez, it would have been hard work today.
Oh, yeah.
Hard work today, yeah. Sitting back at the pub, drinking a few profits by about lunchtime.
Belt and rain.
My beautiful partner's
young bloke's a landscaper, and I said the same to her. He'll be at the pub. Well, Bill, you can't bloody work when it's pissing rain.
It just runs in the industry. Come on now.
Of course it does.
You know what they do? They stand out there with their phone like that, Jim. This is true. Yeah. One drop on their phone, they go off. Out, we're out.
Brycey, what are you bragging about, please?
I finally finished my landscape apprenticeship after 7 long years when it should only take me 4.
You're unbelievable.
What held you up, Bryce?
Hey, what happened?
COVID, mate. Come on.
I think you failed a couple of courses.
Come on now, Bill.
Bryce, he just couldn't work
that.
Out a star post and a picket.
Oh, is that what it was, you reckon?
Yeah,
okay. All right, Bill.
We've got three double passes to give away.
Good helping there. Nick, the caller. And Aubrey.
The caller.
He definitely gets one.
Yep. Nick, witness the rematch as undisputed world champ USA's Devin Haney fights former champion Australia's own George Kambosos Jr. Sunday, October 16th at Rod Laver Arena. Head to Ticketek for tickets now. But you and a mate are heading along.
Bryce, from Berwick, Jim.
Well done, Nick. Keep the calling going, mate. Good luck with that. Bryce, you liked?
Yeah, I did.
All right.
It took him
finally
7 years.
Yes. And who else?
Well, there's some good ones because Sam, Brad, with the donating the blood.
Yeah, that's good.
He gets a triple M pack.
Yeah, right. Brad from Whittlesea.
And Brad, who won his first premiership for the Whittlesea Super Rules.
Yep.
He's heading along as well to George Kambosos Jr. versus Devin Haney, October 16th at Rod Laver Arena.
Good helping. Good brag artist.
Yeah, well done.
Nice.
Another good one by me.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, Fat says, we finished talking before, and he says, I've got to drop the kids off at the pool, and just walked out. We haven't seen him since.
Now, all week we've been playing this stupid noise.
Yes.
Which means you ring now, 133353.
But not now.
No, you don't.
No,
please don't ring.
Yeah,
and
you've got
you
our
can
winner.
We've got some great prizes. We've got five double passes.
And a mocha.
Brendan rang. Look, I knew someone would
ring.
Come on, Brendan. But also we got the first prize, which is what?
Well, it's a Friday hospitality package for two people, including coach transfers, valued at over $1,000 for the Animoca Brands Australian Motorcycle Grand Prix, October 14 to 16 at Phillip Island.
So we've got Rosie Walton in, who has our winner. Host.
Yes,
I do. Now, I love my motorbike.
You do. You're a Harley rider.
I'm a Harley rider.
Slow.
Well, why would you say that?
What do you mean?
Well,
I did a speed limit.
Like
that's
Miss Daisy.
What you're
she butts along and be like,
all right, let's get on the track and just see what happens.
Yeah, that's it.
But are you a bit slow when you ride?
You're slow.
Yes, you are. Fat boy.
I would like to award some tickets.
Come on, here we go.
To a fellow bike lover.
Oh.
In Tia, who is in Doreen.
Hey.
Tia. Hey. Yes, Tia. How good, Tia?
Absolutely stoked.
You're going along to the Motorcycle Grand Prix. Of course, it's called
the Animoca Brands Australian Grand Prix, Bill.
Thank you. Now, Tia, tell us about your bike riding.
Look, I own two motorbikes.
What have you got?
I've got an MV Agusta Brutale, which is Italian.
Jeez.
And I also have a Honda CBR, which I put on the track and do track days, girl track days up at Broadfoot.
Oh, how fun.
Oh, CBR.
Oh, we love it. Love bikes. Love it. It's in the blood.
Good on you. And are you off riding this weekend?
Yes. Where are we going with the girls this weekend?
Oh, no, we're not riding this weekend. We're away to bike just for a getaway and then GP.
Okay, yeah, we only heard half of that.
Sounds like
on the way on the
bike. Okay. Oh, bright. Beautiful. Mm. Well, have fun at the Phillip Island MotoGP.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Triple M Rosie and the boys. I appreciate it.
Who are you going to take? Who are you going to take, Tia?
I better take hubby. He's in the car. I better take him with me, otherwise I'll be in trouble.
Good. And tell me a good pub out that way, Dawsa.
Oh, there certainly is. Absolutely is.
No, what pub?
What pub? Yeah. The Meadow Inn Hotel.
Oh, nice. I thought that.
Yep, yep, yep. I managed the Meadow Inn Hotel. There you go.
Well done, Tia. Enjoy that. So she's riding up to Bright, not Bort.
No, Bright. Bright.
Different way, Bill.
And she's not riding. She's going to left the bike at home, Tim.
All right.
Sometimes you have to do that.
Do you?
Yep.
Yes. How fast do you go? Hose?
The speed limit. So if it's 100, 100.
All right. So, Hose, are you going to miss Bill at all?
No.
When he goes to Fiji?
No.
Not one bit?
No.
I'll send you a couple of texts.
Are you not?
Yes.
Imagine that. You wake up in the morning, Hose, and there in your phone's a text from Bill.
DM
in your budgies.
In me budgies.
Ooh, now, nice. Jason Richardson's coming up. Are you not going to wee on our show today?
Oh, remember that when we interviewed him?
He's having a piss. He's in the dunny having a piss.
He was too.
And then he fits the flush button.
Yes.
He's on air with us.
Not in here today, thank
not
you.
Not in here today.
He denied it.
The brother. He tried to deny it. But you could hear in his voice
that
he was as guilty as any man's ever been.
Yes.
Mid-interview, heaven of snakes.
He's up next.
Jason Richardson, Cannonball. Not far away.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You and I have both got children that went to the most expensive school in Australia.
And
how's that gone for
They're not launching any rockets.
Any four of them. All right, got the second hour charging at us. Oh, Bridge Duclos, not too far away. Idiot song, which you will love as we send Bill off to Fiji. Really poor joke just to wind things up.
Good one.
But now, there are some friends of the show, and then there are others.
And then there's this
Well, this man was a friend of the show until we had him on live from Birmingham.
Yes.
And instead of talking to us, he had a wee. On air, which none of us can believe. Anyway, hit it, rabbits.
The Spring Racing Carnival has moved into its marquee events with the Caulfield Guineas tomorrow.
They're set for the Caulfield Guineas, and away they go.
Here to preview all the weekend's action, a man who hopefully went to the men's room before this interview.
Hang on, but at the same time,
Are you having a wee while you talk to us?
No, no, I just had a nice drink of water because I'm just settling in for a chat.
And you just siphoned the pipe?
Just pulled it out while we're talking.
Please welcome Jason Richardson.
The brother. You might get away with that on other channels,
yes.
But on Triple M, we knew what we were hearing.
Hand on heart, I love you all, Rabs in particular.
Oh, thank you, mate.
I'm very concerned at some of the stuff that you've been dishing up in regards to his joke.
Yes.
You don't like it?
Well, there's a bit too much plastic when there shouldn't be, because some of your stuff has been appalling. I'm team Bray here.
With Cat's Bum, who doesn't smile or laugh.
Well, it's got to be remotely humorous.
Well, they are.
Does.
So you've got some no them, fun about you.
I've got a lot of fun, you know.
You're
that.
One of us.
Wooly Bully is what you want to hear.
Exactly.
And I'm with you. We haven't heard it enough.
I'm looking forward to tonight. It's going to be a beauty. I know you've been working on it. Welcome
hypnotist.
On it all. How good's racing season?
Oh, yes, Jimmy. You love it. Caulfield Guineas.
What are you
Guinness.
Doing here?
No, I'm not. I know. I don't know why I'm here. Honestly, don't.
Well, hey, let me give you an insight, Bill. I mean, you and I have known each other a long time, and I love you. Mm-hmm. And I have a very, very similar relationship with Bray, but it goes way, way back to when he was eight, when he was cocky and 18.
It still
as opposed
is
to
way
cocky
back.
And 50. 50-something.
Yes.
We have a very interesting relationship during Spring Carnival. Oh, I get a text message every derby day. It says,
who's going to win?
Provide me the winners. Yeah. If they don't win, you're going to cop one right between the eyes.
That's it.
That'd be
right. That's it.
You haven't given me any winners.
See, this is where it's disappointing. Yeah. So I'll say race one, well, you know the favourite, so back something at value, blah, blah, blah. I give him six or seven great selections throughout the day.
Yeah. None of them
end
win.
Of the day, I say to him, what a great day. Yeah, he just, fresh airs.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to get another text next year.
You know how hard it is to find winners,
I don't care.
Yeah,
if I know
difficult.
Someone who does racing, then I want him to provide me with winners.
Well, he gives you a couple each race. One's at value and one can win. So you've just got to know.
No.
Three group ones tomorrow, Caulfield.
Big day for Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, I think, in Godolphin.
Godolphin, yes.
I think Golden Mile, this will bore everyone, Golden Mile will be winning the Caulfield Guineas. He's beautifully named, I think, Golden Mile, because it is over a mile. I think he will be the testing material there. Damien Oliver's on Amenable. He can run a nice race. Now, how wet is it going to be? We've had a
light rain. Down.
So I just went and walked the track before coming here for preparation.
Did you?
It's a soft seven.
No, you liar. But you spoke to Ollie today at a lunch.
I did. Amenable run very, very. He's on the favourite in the last, which is he's going to be his best, called Zapateo, also owned by Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum.
Mm-hmm. Does he come along?
Not necessarily. No, he hasn't been to Australia for a good 15 years.
Right.
So that's the Caulfield Guineas. Three group one, $6.5 million in prize money. You'll see it all on the screens at 7. It's going to be absolutely magnificent.
15 degrees. Yeah. And some rain. Doesn't look like it's going to
happen. But we've had it.
Will you be
rain.
There?
No.
Right?
No. Well, I have been there, but I met my beautiful girl at the Caulfield Guineas.
So you do have a soft place in your heart for the race.
No, we used to have a great time, didn't we, Fat?
Oh,
at the Guineas.
We liked the Guineas,
they just have a ripping marquee, and we'd go to that every year. And actually, I really enjoy it. I'm not a racing man, but I actually enjoy that more than Flemington.
True. You know why? The Carlton Draft is served at Caulfield.
100%.
Yes.
Carlton Draft is served, and it is at its crisp and most magnificent
tank beer.
Best. Thank you.
Well, how
it
good.
Is beautiful. True or false? Mm. You might have had a few too many Carlton Drafts last night. I'm looking at you,
no,
the
I had
man
one,
that stumbled out in thongs.
Then I moved on to some of the Barossa's finest. And what I did was I didn't factor in, because we were inside, obviously, dining. Mm. I didn't factor in the fact that by the time I got outside, it was hosing down. I'm flopping around in my thongs.
Hang on. You went inside dining in thongs?
In thongs.
Yep. You're not 18, mate.
No, he thinks he is. That's his
We were at the George, and they welcomed me in thongs. But it wasn't good attire when I got outside.
No, fool's head. Yeah. Having a Pinot and then the Shiraz, you should have seen.
How many selfies did you pose for last night?
No, it was only us. It was only us.
Yeah, no, it was
the
only
girls
us.
Wanted one. They get a bit drunk and then they want a picture.
I asked beautiful Emma Friedman this. What does Gibbo know about horse racing?
what Gibbo knows, not necessarily about horse racing, he knows about horse flesh.
Well, yeah, but there'll be stock horses. He's a bloody camp drafter, so they won't be thoroughbreds.
No, no, but he knows the animal. And his role within Seven is to talk about the thoroughbred. He talks a lot about equine welfare and the life after racing for these beautiful animals. He's providing a, don't roll your eyes, he's providing a lot. Not only is he good eye candy for the ladies.
Well, that might be all he's providing.
No, he's got glasses? Great insight. He's got the
without
glasses.
Glasses with no lens in them. He can poke his eyes through the glass. I'm telling you.
That's Shane Crawford's secret. That's what Crawford used to do.
Oh, and hey, Dean Lester?
Dean Lester's providing all the form. I do the roughies, so $10 plus trying to find something at a big price. So we've got the Toorak handicap as well. And the Might and Power. These are all the horses getting ready for the Cox Plate, where they'll bump into my roughy eld Bodygon, which you boys have been on at 30 to 1 when I last told you.
And the great Bruce McAvaney.
Hang on, what's it called?
Eld Bodygon. I told you when when I last on the program, buddy.
Are we hanging on to Richo?
Yeah,
all we'll right, the brother. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Here's a double segmenter from you.
Am I replacing the
we'll
Fiji
find
boy?
Out next.
Here's old pisser.
Oh, there it is. Hang on, just finish the interview.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You never apologise.
You actually have never been wrong.
Tomorrow, Seven will bring viewers all the excitement of the Caulfield Guineas Day at Caulfield and Silver Eagle Day at Randwick, with coverage starting from 11 a.m. And Jason Richardson will be a part of that.
So Bruce McAvaney, of course, the king.
Half Day Harry, as we now call him.
What do you call him?
He doesn't.
Half Day Harry, because I start at 11, he starts at 12.
Yeah, when he likes.
Yeah,
he turns up when he likes.
That's what happens. I like to say I build the audience until he gets involved.
No, you're just the.
I'm a teaser pony.
Yeah. You're the pony.
So he was at the MCG in the green room. The test match a few years ago, and I said to him, Macca, because he knows how little I know about horse racing, and Winx had just finished. I said, Macca, is Winx Australia's greatest ever racehorse? He went for 27 straight minutes, did not draw a breath.
Go back to Carbine.
And it was fascinating. And at the end of it, I said, you're the only person I know that can make that topic interesting.
He is just he's a national treasure.
It's unbelievable.
Ever had the privilege of, you would have had the privilege of actually going out to dinner with him. So Bruce with a dash of red wine.
Yep.
Or even a white wine early on. Fantastic value.
You have a few?
One of the great human beings. As you know, better than anyone, Bill.
Yes.
Because why, you're such a good media performer, because you are who you are.
Am I?
You can't fake it. You can fake it for a little bit.
Yes, that's
did you
right,
just say he's a good media performer?
Yes. Well, he's worthy of getting a photo with.
You said great.
You wouldn't. Even that old bloke didn't like you last night.
I any photo of you.
Oh, Popsy slipped over and I was, and he goes, you no good. You all right? Give me the thumbs up. And he didn't like
and Bill
you.
Was putting SHIT on him because he fell over.
I said, you're all right.
I wasn't the one laughing right? at you, Popsy.
You're all right. And his daughter came from. She was going to swing one at me, and then he we just settled. It was all good. you know who we love? Emma Freeman. We love her. How good is she with anything?
Beautiful little speedy Freeman.
She's up there at
she's
Bathurst.
Doing, and you know what? She's a little energizer bunny. You can tell her as a producer, as anything, get in there and do that, and she will just roll her sleeves up. She's an absolute champ. She used to do Brekkie TV, so I think she's used to working hard. Got two little kids too.
Yeah.
She's balancing all this plus little kids.
And loves a bet and loves a beer.
Loves a punt.
How good.
Oh, you'd love to marry her. Hang on, she's very happily married, Bill. I know she's fond of you.
But if Anthony William just moved in.
She couldn't think of anything worse.
Did you win the store gift?
Shut
oh my God. What about that? He ran dead for 3 years. Ran dead for 3 years.
As if you need to remember the 54 steps that liberated a young nation.
and he started from about 20 metres ahead. Yeah.
He
was like 10 metres behind him before the next runner started.
Listen to this.
That's so unfair.
Shut up, Will.
You had to go about 20 metres and, I got the answer.
Did I?
These blokes are flying down either
really?
Side of you.
Is that what happened?
And you loaded up and won a heap.
Is that what happened?
And you ran dead for 3 years. You can't do that stuff.
No,
that's cheating.
That is absolutely true. But anyway,
I'm
go on.
I'm do a inquiry.
Please.
Go on back.
Please, I wouldn't mind doing some inquiries on you. inquiry.
By the way, Lindsay Gilby once famously asked where they run the store.
We had a famous Australian relay runner who was first leg, the great Paul Henderson, and he asked what date Christmas Day was because he knew it was always on a Sunday.
Really?
On a Sunday.
That was his thinking.
Oh,
come on.
Didn't
who
He moved into the house, wasn't
wrong
it?
House.
Yeah, wrong house. Yeah, wrong house. Set his furniture up and lived there for a week.
So the bloke came, no longer than a week. It was a couple of months. And the bloke knocks on his door and says, you're living in my house.
Yours is next door. No, I'm not. Yours is apartment next door.
Really?
It was Kathy Freeman,
yes,
the best run, that 400 metres that she did where she was...
At Stawell. Extraordinary.
That was unbelievable.
She nearly broke 50 seconds on grass. Keep in mind, an Olympic final, she ran 49.2. Her best ever time was 48.63. She ran just a touch over 50 seconds on grass, looping around 10 opponents and getting a little shoulder charge from one of the other athletes.
No.
In the wet.
Unbelievable run.
Incredible run. But it teaches you to chase and chase. And what an awesome competitor
she was. I still remember that. Sticks in your head.
Isn't she? Was absolutely fantastic. So all the racing is going to be on 7. It's fantastic. Right. 3 Group 1s. $10 million in prize money up for grabs.
What are you doing? Bit of colour.
Is that what I have? The colour repeater?
Yeah, with his stupid hats on.
The colour repeater.
What are they wearing out there?
Exactly. Yeah, that's going to be
what are you going to wear on your nude nut?
Well, it depends. If it's going to be a little under the weather, I will wear some sort of more of a Peaky Blinders sort of setup.
Oh, that's nice,
Because I reckon, Jim, look at me. I can carry it. I said before you came on,
you got a head like a cannonball, and you have.
Right.
It's never been any good, though.
Like, you've got a dick.
Because you haven't trained off. You actually never looked good in the first place. So you got that going.
We've
got
to go.
We do have to go. Oh, good to see you, Richo. At Jason Richardson 7, if you want to check the great man out on Instagram.
Caulfield Guineas Day and Silver Eagle Day tomorrow on Channel 7 from 11 a.m. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Married for better, for worse. He couldn't have done any better and she couldn't have done any worse.
Now, Monday, Bill is off to Fiji.
Yes. Billy Brownless is taking off.
I've had enough of NIAM stuff.
And we're bringing in Triple M royalty.
He's up on the royalty.
To add a different perspective.
Now, I've told you about my ugly bridesmaid theory a million times, where you choose uglier people than you to be a bridesmaid, so you look good.
Good,
that's right.
How many times have you been a bridesmaid?
5.
Please welcome Reach Duclos.
Have a go at her.
All right, Jim.
In she comes.
Yes.
Bloody hell. Hey.
I think we've got to calm down on the royalty. I mean, let's be honest, the Republic's on the way, and I'm feeling like I'm, you know, being outed.
No, as you heard in the intro, I had already said you can ease up on the royalty bit.
Yeah, I did hear that at the top flight. Thank you. Hello.
Hello, Bridge. And I tell you what, Bridge, can I just say to you, please, Bridget, that on the back of me, Anthony William Brownless, I have incredible high level standard here on the Rush Hour.
I can't even get
We've got
out.
Up to 8.8.
Incredible high level A standard.
Yeah, 8.8 in the ratings, TSL, Cumes, all sorts of things. And I don't want you coming in and stuffing it up, Bridget.
What's TSL mean, Bill?
Time spent listening.
Oh, here we go. Hey, do you know what? I heard about your ratings and I was going to ring and congratulate you. Then I thought, no, bugger it. Instead, what I'll do is just make sure that I ruin every good rating you've ever had with the week I'm there. I'm going to go out of my way to smash your good work.
Because I do a lot on this show. I just want to run through today. I start with a nice little rappy. You're going to have to do that. Then, of course, I've got some banter and a bit of colour that I add during the show. Then we have an idiot file, and then I finish it with a joke. So I tell you what, there's a lot to do, Bridget.
Oh, my God, I'm so stressed because I haven't been on the radio for a while, as you know. But I think I can handle the colour.
Right.
I think I can handle the banter.
Yes.
I think I can handle the rappy, whatever that is. the joke I'm sacking. I'm sacking the joke.
For a week?
Top flight, is that all right?
Yeah, I give that a week. We give that a rest. Now, this is what the standard Bill's talking about that you've got to try and attain next week. Have a listen.
Now, this is a video from the pro fishing tournament.
Yes.
In Ohio. Hard to say that.
Do you think you can get to that level?
Oh, actually, I'm feeling stressed now. I didn't realise the bar was so high.
Well, there's more. Have a listen.
Oh, no, there's not. Yeah, that's it. Anyway, Jing, I've been looking. Jim.
Jing.
Jing.
I've worked with Bill Top Flight for 20 years, and on air he called me Jing.
Jing.
Top Flight, all your dreams are coming true with me moving in next week. So I've got to say.
Eloquent, much better looking.
Yeah.
Smarter.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're ticking every box.
Where's Bill going? Where are you off to? What do you do? Are you going to Geelong? Or what are you doing?
Geelong. I just go down to Lara and I'm going camping out at the Yu Yangs.
The Yu Yangs. Yeah.
Top flight. He's going to Fiji.
Yeah.
And you might want to ask him who he's going with.
Who are you going with?
No, Joe Montagna. A good mate of mine. We've been mates for a long time. Me and Joey.
You're going with Joey.
I think his wife's going and kids.
I had a whisper that you had might have yourself a little lady.
A what?
A lady. A lovely lady.
I think she might be onto something.
Well, I don't, there might be other people there. Might be other people at the resort.
There might be other people at the resort who aren't your lady.
No, although I might know a couple of
friends. So, Top Flight, he's going with his much better half, Juzzy, who I met at the September Club after the grand final. She came bowling up to Lisa and myself, and she said, just wanted to say hi, I'm Bill's girlfriend, Juzzy.
I said,
Juzzy, what a pleasure it is to meet you. You'll laugh at this, though. The next thing I said to her was, where's Fat, by the way? She goes, I don't know. I said, you better get used to that.
I can't believe, Bill, on the night or the day Geelong win the grand final, you had a lovely lady by your side to celebrate with you. That is so wonderful.
Oh, I know.
Is she a Geelong supporter?
I know. Barracks for the Saints.
There we go. She's a good girl. Is she as attractive as you?
Much more.
Much more.
Because Bridget always thought I was all right.
Actually. No, she didn't.
She did.
Well, I had one dream, Bill. Didn't mean I thought you were right. I had one dream.
One dream over and over.
It was one of those repetitive ones.
Yeah, that's it. Repetitive.
They're called a nightmare.
It felt a bit like a nightmare after all.
Hey, what are you doing, Bridget? Are you a counsellor?
Yeah, I'm a counsellor. I am. I'm properly counselling now, but I'm actually going to take some time out just because I was worried about the Top Flight without you.
Yes, good.
Come and support him for a couple of hours a day.
Do you want me ever to walk in and have a quick chat to some of your clients?
No.
About exactly who it is that's counselling them?
Yeah.
Do you want me to have a bit more time to think about that?
No.
No, we are very excited to have you in, of course, on Triple M for many, many years. Lots of very successful shows. So next week will be grouse.
Yes.
One thing I've got to say, though, the Top Flight, excuse me, thanks for the details. I was about to turn up to your old office. I had no idea you'd move.
Oh, yeah.
That's the info I get. Oh, come and join us on the show for a week. Oh, you know, so I was going to turn up to where you used to be.
Then you'd be on air on Nova. I think they use our old studio, so you could chat to whoever they've got on.
I don't mind me a bit of Nova.
No, they're right.
So don't be saying that next week.
Yeah, exactly right. Get that out of your system.
I can tell I don't like now because I'm not a proper person.
All right, well, freshen up.
Yes.
Get yourself looking beautiful and wander in.
Yeah.
Look,
it is radio Top Flight.
No, we got cameras now.
Oh, we got big cameras.
Yes.
Oh, have you?
Get dressed up like one of those bridesmaids you have been five times.
All right, I have been a bridesmaid a few more times since we spoke. All right, well, Billy, you have a lovely holiday.
Thank you. Thanks for filling in.
And the Top Flight, I look forward to making my way with you next week.
See you Monday.
All right. When? Monday. Okay.
Monday, yeah. 4 o'clock.
What time?
4.
Bridge Duclos on the Rush Hour today and all next week co-hosting with JB.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's why we're number one. We can tease a story neither of us know.
Yeah. Everyone knows that story in the lift.
You know it.
I've been hit in the head too many times. I forget.
JB and Fiji Brownless.
Old Fiji Brownless. Off he goes.
A butter.
A bulla. How long are you away for, please?
Just about 6 days.
6 days.
I'm back the week after, Jim. Right.
And that's my last week.
Is it?
Then I'm done. Well, I've given you an extra month.
No, you have.
Normally I'm out by now.
Unlikely.
So it's actually generous of me.
Exactly. And what are you doing tonight, Jim? You going to have a few more frothies
Probably.
Top up?
Probably.
Or are you going home to bed?
Probably.
Because you don't kneel too well, are you?
No, I'm good.
No, you're not.
I'm actually sharp. I'm a lot sharper than a bit of what I can see through the glass.
Old teeth.
I had a very good time. I like that, Bill.
Yes.
Well, we don't get out as a group often enough.
No, I know.
And it was bloody good fun.
You two made the most of it.
We had a ball. And we must say, I know we talked about it earlier, but the George is a bloody good pub.
Good feed. Good service.
Yep. Great people there.
Good wine, apparently.
Just around near the South Melbourne markets. Real good wine.
Good cocktails.
No, we had a bloody good night.
Yeah,
so
well
well done. If you're looking for a pub with really good pub food,
yep,
in South Melbourne, the George is a good spot. All right, now, Bill.
Yes.
Now.
What?
Well, Matty, he obviously had a ball last night too. Mm-hmm. Matty Hayward, the genius
drinking
in the booth,
yeah,
he was the only one sensible.
Yes, he was.
But he has got that much by way of idiot file stuff that he thought he'd send you off with a bang Fiji,
a bang
with a song,
a Fiji.
And well, I don't think songs get any more famous.
I want to hear Billy say this phrase that I'm passing to you now quickly three times. It's unique New York, please. It will be gold. Go ahead.
Unique New York, unique New York, New York, New York.
Try again.
Unique New York, unique New York, unique New York.
There you go. Start spreading the news.
Good to see you, Jim.
I'm leaving today.
Segway.
I want to be part of it.
Good segue, Jim.
New York, New York.
So we go down Redmond, 4th, Ridley, Levere, Le Kelly, 7th. Nick Martin, 8th.
Le Kelly.
But
right through the very heart of it.
Andrew McGrath. McGrath.
New York.
Ohio.
I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep.
But he's contracted, Bill.
I know, for another year. Yeah. But I want another apology out of you.
Another apology.
Apology.
Jim, what, a apology or another
for the
apology?
Cat?
I'll make a brand new start of it.
Big day today.
New York.
You know what it is? It's bullying Bill. Even bullying Bill. Poor old fat.
I'll make it.
Knickerbockers, what do they call it?
Knickerbockers. Anywhere, it's up to you. New York.
Oh.
New York.
Interviewing the Norm Smith medalist after your club's won a premiership.
Yeah.
So you'd think you'd know his name.
You reckon.
You'd reckon you'd be able to say
well
his
well done,
name.
Norm. Great work. And you're a four-time premiership player. Great work. Isaac.
I want to wake up in a city that never sleeps.
What about the Warriors? You play them. They start the season, Jim, this Sunday. Of course, at John Cain Arena, tip-off is at...
The Breakers, not the Warriors.
Actually, the Warriors would be the rugby league team, that's right.
A number one.
What are they called? The Breakers going
to
be...
It's up to you, New York.
We look back at our show from the Cremorne Hotel. Even the Cremorne Hotel in G-Town.
It's his own pub. Oh, Bill, you need a reset.
Kenny Rogers there with New York.
Kenny Rogers. You need a reset, don't you?
I do, but I've done it tough. I was supposed to have a week off after the grand final.
It's your choice to not have that week off.
Well, I thought I'd hang around because the Cats won, Jim, so I've just pushed the envelope a bit much and my brain doesn't work. So a bit of snorkeling and a bit of sunbaking and a bit of golf and Fat will be back bigger and fatter than ever.
I hope so. Fat. I cannot believe you can come back any worse.
So I come back for a week with you.
Yes.
Then you're off.
Good.
Then I've got two, Daisy and, they'll bring me down, Joey.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, we finish off and we breast the tape, Jim. Yeah. We will.
No,
we
good. Will. All right, so joke next.
Yeah. Yes, good one today.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Next week, JB, you're going to have Bridget Duclos.
Yeah, she's in the top flight.
Co-host.
And love her. So that's going to be brilliant. An old Fiji Brownless.
Yes, Bulla Bulla.
He's off.
I am.
But before, properly off.
I have fun with Bridget.
No, I'm going to.
Yeah.
And then you have fun with Juzzy.
Yeah, well, and the others, of course, but that'll be good to catch up and just spend some quiet time together, Jim.
Just be careful with the sunscreen.
Well, yeah.
Because you've got a lot of surface area.
Yeah.
And you're white coming out of the Melbourne winter.
I'll be very careful.
So you need to be careful.
I know. I might spend a bit of time indoors.
That's it.
Just
Get yourself a climate tape.
Yeah.
A climb a tape.
Yes. I've got to indoors at a bar and then get out a little bit.
Maybe a big long sort of long sleeve rashy.
No, you know what I'm worried about. I'm going to go snorkeling And someone might harpoon. And also to the Rush Hour family, I love yous all.
Oh, my God.
I just wanted to say that.
All right, so here we go with a finale fruity joke.
A little bit of fruit.
Billy, won't you tell a joke now?
Oh, nah.
Because you're not funny then.
Grow up.
At least not on purpose. Oh.
Didn't Goffey do that one? Thought it was a good segue?
No.
Oh. Segue.
All right. There's been a bit of rain, Jim, so there hasn't been as much fruit just growing.
What's that even mean?
What is that for a start of your joke?
I felt bad last night, Jim, for the hypnotist that I saw. He was hypnotising seven blokes. Then he dropped the mic on his foot and yelled, "F me." What happened next, Jim? It's going to haunt me for the rest of my life.
Oh, no way.
Jim, it's going to haunt me for the rest. He dropped the mic, Jim.
I don't think you can tell that joke.
He dropped the mic.
No, I know what he did.
He just dropped the mic with that joke.
It's 2022, and I'm not sure that can be told.
Poor old hypnotist.
Yeah. Oh. Bill.
He didn't mean it, Jim. It just came out.
And then
the next 30 minutes, wow.
In these times, I'm not sure that joke's a props.
Anyway, go to the stuff. Sunplow.
Yes! I don't want anything to do with that joke.
I think that's four from five, Jim. I think that's four from five. Good finish, Bill.
When some form of tribunal has its way with you, I have nothing to do with that joke.
I'm going to hypnotise him, Jim. Have fun, enjoy. I'm away for a well-deserved holiday. Over and out. Yes,
good.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Built different. Faster, easier, better. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.